Good Nerv Shabbos. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf test. A lot of lumdus on this daf, but obviously being a daf Yom Hashir and the fact that it's Erev Shabbos means we're going to try and say over one or two of the inyanim, but not obviously not pay too much, spend too much time on that. We are here at the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, Ha'omer pesach pasuach matzasi neman la'osra olav. If the guy says, after sleeping with his wife for the first time, pesach pasuach matzasi, I found an opening. So he is believed neman la'osra olav. He is believed to asur her to him, right, and get rid of, gets rid of the marriage. We're going to see on the base that he is, the Shmuel will hold that he can even, he's even believed to give her a ksuba, or to get out of the ksuba. But basically, what we're saying over here is simply just to, we have to probably clarify these two lines. First of all, the claim, and second of all, the result, right? First of all, the claim, Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, is not the same claim we've been talking about through the entire, or a lot of the Masechta, right? That's already, Lo Matzasi L'bitcha Bisulim, as the Pesach says, I did not find any blood. This is different. If you look at Rashi, Tainas Domim Einlo, there's no claim of there's missing blood. For whatever reason, as we'll see, either Rashi explains, as we'll see on Daf Yud, there's a family that didn't bleed, or maybe they lost the sheets, or he doesn't know if there was blood, whatever it is. But this, he knows. He knows that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, I found that my wife was open, right? There wasn't the hymenal, whatever you call it, membrane, or whatever it was, when we had beer for the first time. So he is, that's his claim. And the Tosus also kind of talks about that over here, if you look at that Tosus over here. But he says you can't just claim that it was a mukas eitz where she had an injury, because Rabbeinu Chananel says that that wouldn't create a pesach pasuach, it would just get rid of the blood. Okay, either way, he's not claiming about the blood. Right? He's claiming that he found an opening. So neman la'osra lav, he is believed to asur her to him. Right? If you look at Rashi again, afal pishein hadavar ze yochol lizbarer ela alpiv. Right, since he's the only one who can corroborate this claim, right, the blood claim, right, you can confirm with either sheets or some sort of edim or whatever, who see the blood afterwards. But this is only, we're only relying on him. So in that case, right, havi mehemin la shavi ala chaticha di isura. This is what's called shavi anafshe chaticha di isura. He is taking for himself, literally means a piece of iser. He's creating an iser for himself, and the important five words at the end of Rashi over here, Ava lafsidik subasa lo mehemen. But he's not believed to make his wife lose his ksuba. Meaning the claim is he assumes that someone slept with her before him, right, and that she cheated on him. Right, again, just to remember the rules, if she cheated on him between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, so then they are usher. If she slept with someone else before the Kiddushin, so then they are mutter to stay together. If she was raped, so if it was in between the Kiddushin and the Yisroel, so if it's a Yisroel, he's Mutter, if it's a Kohen, they are not allowed to stay married. So basically what this guy is doing, he's saying, I found my wife's opening to be, my wife to be open. He's claiming Pesach Pasuach, Nemar Allah Yisroel love. He is believed, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisroel, he is accepting an Isser upon himself to stay married to this girl. Various approaches in the Achronim, how exactly that works. Let's just say, I think the most simple pshat is that it's a neder. It's b'toras neder. Right? We have a homosexta called nedarim. A person can say, this is usher to me. So it's a similar version of that. The problem with saying that interpretation is that you would expect to have all the halachas of neder, meaning you could be made for neder, that you could get rid of the statement, but that's not necessarily true. Okay, fine. Without all the eon over there. This guy, basically, he is believed to say enough to the point where he is going to be usher to stay with her, and he's accepting this issur about himself. The Gemara says, "Am I? I understand. Why? Why are we believing him? Why would we make her usher? I mean, even if even if we believe that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, right? Still, that Sveik Sveikahu. It's two Sveikos. First of all, Sveik Tachtav, Sveik Ein Tachtav, where it's a Sveik whether they were engaged or not. Vimtim Saloma Tachtav, and if it happened when they were together, so Sveik Bonus, Sveik Baratzon. Maybe it's a rape." Or maybe it was willingly, right? If she was raped, then it's mutter. Well, so we have two sveikos here in terms of what happened over here. So when it says, Lo tzricha beishas kohen, v'yiboseim beishas shokin, kavela basavu akidushim p'chusim v'bas gimel shalim v'yom echad. So when it says, no, it's a case where there's only one suffix. Either it's an ishas kohen, and it doesn't matter whether she was raped or not, or where the kiddushin was accepted before the girl turned three, because I'll assume that if a girl had bia before she was 3 years old, rachman al-tzlan, so the besulim grow back, that the virginity grows back. So if they were engaged before she was three, right, and let's say they got married 10 years later, right, again, just in a random case. So if it must have been right, it must have been when, and the Besulim are not missing, it must have happened when they were engaged, because she was engaged before she was three. Okay, fine. So basically, we're going to say that it's a case of one suffix, it's not two suffixes, and this guy is believed to Aser to him. The Gemara says very simply, "My Kamash Malan." Well, what's the Chiddush? With Tanina, we already learned that Ha'omer Leisha Kidesh Ticha. Right, if a guy says to a woman, "Hey, we got married. I married you." V'yom Meres Lo Kidesh Tani, and she says, "I've never seen you before in my life." He Muteres Bekrova V'hu Aser Bekrovosea. Right, she is Muter any of his relatives, but he, since he says that they're married, he is now Aser to her sister, mother, etc. So that's very clearly Shavya Nafshach Chidich Yisur. That guy can say, "Oh, we're married," and that creates some sort of iser to other people. So Gemara says, "Ma'aditema hazam devadei kimei," because you might have thought, no, there he is sure, he is positive in his mind. He definitely was mekadesh this woman. Avalach, but here make him hudalo kimei. Maybe he's not really sure. Right, again, he's a yeshiva bacher. He's a first time. He doesn't know what he's talking about necessarily. So maybe he doesn't really know what he's talking about. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Rabbi Elazar says, no, we do believe him to the point where we will aser. He can accept this iser about himself. Well, me, I'm Rabbi Elazar Achli. Does Rabbi Elazar really say this? Really, that we're going to say that he's going to be aser? Rabbi Elazar says, right, the only way, really, this is going to aser a woman to her husband. Rabbi Elazar has previously said that the only thing that's going to aser a woman to her husband is through kino and stira. That's the process to make a sota usher to her husband. That's the only thing that's going to usher. Ukamash Sahaya, just like the story that happened with David and Bathsheba. Just to recap, right? That David took Bathsheba when her husband Uriel was already at war, and David had Uriel sent to the front lines and he got killed, right? And then David married Bathsheba. Gemara says, what in the world are you talking about? It is right. None of this makes sense. Ma'aser shehaya mekinu v'stira hayava. Hava, there was no kinu in stira by David and Bathsheba. Oh, me'asrua, and also she didn't become usher to him. So what are you talking about? That Rabbi Elazar, meaning the whole shaila here was Rabbi Elazar only ushers a woman to her husband through kinu in stira. So what are you telling me that kinu in stira, again, just to clarify, kinu in stira is warning when a woman is warned by her husband not to seclude herself with this man. And then she goes and does so, and they're Edim, or they're maybe one Ed, or whatever. So that would usher her to her husband. But there's no other way to get her usher to the husband. That would go against what Rabbi Elazar said before. But what do you mean? It's like the Maisa Shehaya of David Bathsheba. First of all, there's no kinu in Syria. There's no warning. Uriah never warned Bathsheba not to exclude herself with David. And second of all, they were married afterwards. It was mutter. So when he says, "Hello, Kasha." No, really, Hagikama. This is what we're trying to say. Eina isha neseris al baila, ela al iske kinu in Syria, Maisa Shehaya. Meaning, how do you know that a woman is only ushered to her husband and to the guy maybe she cheats with, right? The only way she's going to be ushered to them is through kinu and stira from the story of David Bathsheba. To lo have a kinu and stira. Because there was no warning and there was no kinu, there's no seclusion, or there was, but not after a warning, but lo itzera. And Bathsheba did not become ushered to David. So the Gemara says, "Bomiko makum kasha." Still, we have a question, because kinu and stira in pesapasuach lo, seemingly kondra b'elazar. Fine, we understand what he's saying about David and Bathsheba, but he's proving. I mean, he used that to prove his point that it's only through kinu and stira, right, through warning and through seclusion, that a woman could become aser to her husband. But that implies that a pesapasuach, a claim of pesapasuach, won't aser her to her husband. So he says, "Well, what do you mean? For the tamech kinu and stira in edim lo. If you're making the diuk that it's only kinu and stira, well, you're telling me that edim won't aser a woman to her husband." If Edom come and say, "Hey, she cheated on you," what? That's not going to work. So Ella Achli Kamar. So really, no. This is what we're trying to say. This is what Rabbi Elazar meant. Ein Aishin Eseres Al Baila Be'Ed Echad. A woman is not ushered to her husband via one aid, Ella Vishne Edom, right? Unless there were two Edom and that she cheated on him. The Kinu Yistira Afilu Be'Ed Echad Nami. And if there was a warning and a seclusion, like by the Halachas of Sota, then an Ed Echad is good enough. UPesach Pasuach Kishne Edom, and a Pesach Pasuach like our case, where the guy said he found an opening, so that would be like two witnesses. Okay, dummy. If you tell me Maisa Shehaya, right, through the Maisa Shehaya of David and Bathsheba, why was Bathsheba mutter to David after the fact? Right, so Gemara says, Hasam, first possibility is very difficult to understand. Hasam Anus Haya. Right, that David was not Rahman Atzlan, was Ma'anes Bathsheba. She was taken against her will. He was the king. He sent for her. Again, maybe she was not willing. Right, very difficult to say that David was Ma'anis Basheva. That's a Rishonim and Achronim. We talk about what exactly is going on over here. Maybe it could be she was a Kitana. Right, okay. But it was considered as if it was Ones. All right, whatever. Tachlis, Iboy Sema, Bar Mishav is another answer, right, for our own sakes. But there's obviously a lot to talk about by David Basheva, but we'll just go right here. Iboy Sema, the other answer, which makes that everything legal and mutter. Because this whole halacha, right, what happened? Again, there was a war. Bathsheba's husband was out at war, but David took Bathsheba. Right, and then later, he had Uriah killed. So what happened? Well, not really. He had Uriah sent to the front lines, and Uriah got killed. So what? How could David have done that? Because, let's say, the Melchemes David, based David, get Krisus Kosev Ishto. Because every soldier who went out to war for David, David instituted they should all give a get to their wives. So Uriah had already given a get to Bathsheba. Right now, the pasuk says, that pasuk says, that's by when Yishai sends David to go check out how David's brothers are doing by the war. It says, "Varuba sam tikach, take the aruba." My ves aruba sam tikach. What does that mean? Tan Rav Yosef, dvarim shamuravin beino leneina. Right, go check out. Right, taking the gitim, go take the get, right, from the brothers, bring it back to his wives, and then David saw that practice and instituted it for all of his. All of his wars. Just in one Indian, in terms of what type of get it was, just to clarify, right? So the Machlok is over here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, the top Rashi, Shem Yomas but Mochama, what was this get that all the soldiers in Uriah specifically gave to Bathsheba, and all the soldiers would give to their wives? That if they died in war, ye get me a yom ksivaso. It's a get retroactively. Faremes Uriah, the Mochama, and Uriah died. So Tosfos doesn't like that so much. Because we said before, right? If someone says if I die, right? So then we have the Gemara's later on that the get is chal later, not from when it was written. So you have a bunch of possibilities over here, right? Rabbi Natan says, no, it was a straight up get. It wasn't without any tonight whatsoever. Okay, you can check that out over there. It's Tosfos Divrei Maskil Kol. But either way, the explanation is that Bathsheba was already divorced from the time when David took it. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi, Abaye says, Alfan Nami Tanina. And we also learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah beginning of the Masechta. Basu, and this is Yom Revi, the Yom Revi in, like Yom HaMishila, right? A virgin can only get married on Wednesday. My Taima, why is that? Bishami Kriya Daita. And because we don't want him to calm down, right? If he would find something wrong with the marriage, right, then he should come straight to Beis Din. So when he says, Ulamai, what's the concern here? Ela Mesav Laksuba, if we're going to say that, oh, we're nervous, maybe he will end up giving her Ksuba, meaning maybe he shouldn't have, and now he will. So who cares? Mesav Lav, what's the difference? Ela La Usra Lav, right? The concern, as we've been speaking out the entire time, is that we want, if she cheated on him when they were engaged, so he should come to Beis Din and we should find out that she's usher to him. What Utukatayin Taina? He's clearly coming with a claim. My love, the Katayin Taina is Pesach Pasuach. Isn't the claim he's coming with that it was a Pesach Pasuach? And therefore, she should be usher to him. Kumar says, lo, the Katayin Taina is Damim. No, as we said before, there's a difference between Pesach Pasuach and a claim that he saw no blood. That is much more certain. That's a more Bari type of claim. So therefore, right, we're saying that that's the claim that our Mishnah does not have any impact. On this halacha of Rabbi Elazar of Pesach Pasuk Matzasi Neman La Usra Lav. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Shmuel says it one step further. Amar Pesach Pasuk Matzasi Neman Lafsida Ksuvasa. If the guy says she was not a virgin, she had a Pesach Pasuk, she loses her ksuva. That's pretty intense. Right? Usually we don't we'll have to explain what the deal is. We'll do that tomorrow. But how in the world could we believe a guy to say and make her lose her money? That's serious. That seems to imply we very much believe him 100%. So anyway, we'll get to that tomorrow. But Amar of Yosef, let's just finish up. Mike Mashmalan, we already learned this. Tanina, we already learned how Ochal Eitz Al Chamav Yehuda. If a person eats by his father-in-law in the land of Yehuda, right below Edim, okay, Edim Einu Yachol Itam Tanis Besulim, right, he's no longer able to claim that she is not a virgin. But because Mistama, the minag was that they should have Yichud, and right, we're concerned that they may have had B already, so he's no longer able to claim. She's not a virgin. So Gemara says, "But Yehuda do lo matzitayin, how about Galil matzitayin?" Well, apparently that's only in Yehuda, but in the Galil up north, he could claim. Ulamai, what claim are we talking about? Ilo Osra Lav. We're talking about a claim about offering her to him. Yehuda Amaylo, what do you mean? Why can't he claim that she cheated on him in Yehuda? Right, if it's we're concerned that maybe that she should be offered to him, so that should apply all across the board. Alav lav sida ksubasa. It must be that we're talking about the ksuba, right? The gatar in taina, and he has a claim of, what's the claim over here? My love, the gatar in taina is pesa pasul. Isn't the claim that we're talking about that she was not a virgin, she had an opening? Well, the Gemara says, not really. The gatar in taina is dumb. No, he's claiming that there was no blood. And since that's a much more bari type of claim, so he will be believed to mess up the ksuba. Okay, we're going to invite you with this Indian tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, on Matzah Shabbos. We'll have to explain exactly what's a little bit going on over here with Shmuel, but have a great, great Shabbos. And I guess an easy fast. It's not really a fast, but tomorrow's Shabbos with Tamos, so an easy Nincha, I guess, on Sunday. We'll get there. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.